Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is that, are you where you're supposed to be? Are you going to be ready for the regular season? That's the question.
It's different with everybody. And that's been the hard thing is when I ask my physical therapist, like, am I where I'm supposed to be? And they kind of say, you're where you are supposed to be. Like, don't worry about the fact that somebody you know had 120 degree flexion at 4 weeks. That's not you. And everybody's surgery is different. And unfortunately, I found out in the aftermath of my surgery that my knee was so bad, Andy, that I had had two scopes done on my left knee. Meanwhile, long story short, I had a bad knee for 50 years. I'll show you during the break. I have a photo of me as a 13-year-old in Overland Park, Kansas.
And I've got you auditioning for the NCAA?
Or there
were
you go.
Doing it then, before they moved to Indianapolis?
I've got a wrap on my left knee as a 13-year-old. Now, I caught...
How tall were you?
I was kind of average. Like, I got a late growth spurt. I was really young for my grade. I should have been redshirted. Like, I ended up being a 17-year-old freshman at Ohio State. I was really young for my grade.
Wow.
October birthday, started school in Maryland. Anyway, long story short. So then I had a bad knee to begin with. I became a catcher in high school.
Oh.
Caught club baseball in college. Pick up basketball. Just beat my poor left knee. I destroyed it. And so I found out after surgery that my meniscus, part of my meniscus, had flipped over to the backside of my knee and became calcified or ossified.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've seen any of the videos of what a knee replacement surgery looks like.
I'm trying.
Don't do yourself any favors. Yeah. It is barbaric. Anyway, so they had to do a lot of, they had to break out a couple of those extra saws and hammers, I think, to take care of me, which then has impacted inflammation,
right?
What have you. But listen, I'm on the mend.
How's the other side?
Knock on wood. Give me some here.
Because they say when people have surgery on one side that you overcompensate, or you've been overcompensating for years on the other side,
actually,
right?
That was part of my problem. God, I sound like such an old man here. At one point, my left knee was affecting my right hip for that very same reason. My gait was off, what have you.
Yeah.
I can't believe, and I know some doctors do it now and some don't, people get both knees done at once, which I can't even fathom. Although they tell me it might be easier because you're not leaning on one or the other. You kind of know where you're at. So anyway, it's been a bit of a grind. I'm glad I did it. I'm just looking forward to the day where I can get on my bike and maybe
doesn't it give you
jog to first base after a walk?
Yeah, but doesn't it give you kind of respect for these guys, the athletes? I think as fans, we sit here and we're like, well, that's a 1 year Tommy John surgery. He'll be back after this.
Can I tell you something? I had a long conversation with Joel Batonio on this very subject last season. I thought it was the one of the areas that I felt like I came up short as a reporter in conveying and through no fault of my own, because I was trying to do the reporting and do the digging, and then you would run up against HIPAA and privacy rules or whatever, how banged up some of these guys are.
Have you seen the Browns from the 80s whose fingers are going in the wrong direction? I mean, I look at those guys like the Bernie era guys who didn't, get the benefits that some of the players afterwards got. I mean, clearly, a lot of those guys were working jobs in the off season. That's why training camp actually meant camp for them, because they had to get back in shape.
And even today's guys, to go through what they have to get back on the field on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, from Monday through Wednesday, they can barely function. You know, then they get themselves a little bit of recovery, get in the pool, get some of the treatment that they can get out there in Berea or, Independence. Or even the Guardians. I mean, these guys play through nicks all year long. And that's why sometimes, and what I was getting to as far as reporting is, I didn't take into account sometimes that there's things going on with guys. Like, and not only from the physical standpoint, the emotional standpoint, we're all human beings off the field, all that stuff. So I always felt like I was always very empathetic and compassionate about guys and injuries, because I've had enough of them in my, whatever you want to call it, athletic career, to know that it's tough.
Yeah, Jeff and I talk about this every once in a while, too. It's the family factor, too, that no one ever talks about with athletes. Like, yeah, like I don't think people understand that athletes still have those same issues that you do, that everyone does as a family when you're trying
moving your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting your kids settled in school.
Yeah, imagine being like a high school junior and your dad just got a job here in Cleveland, and now all of a sudden they plop you into a new high school and all your buddies are somewhere else because your dad was somewhere else, you know? And so it's like, but people don't kind of, we all just kind of say, well, they're making enough money. That's what they're getting paid for. That's why. And it's not, I don't know. I do know. I'm trying to think. Cliff Lee, I always think about Cliff Lee because, you know, his son had leukemia. And I was, you see his wife, and we'd see them in the family room when I would walk in. And like, to me, he always reminded me that it's more than a
game.
We look at these guys like they're superheroes when they walk out on the hill or they go out on the floor, and all of a sudden we want to cheer for them and we expect them to be at 1,000% all the time. But man, you don't know. He may have just gotten a fight with his wife about who did the dishes when they walk out the door. And it doesn't matter how much money you make, you're still going to have the fight about who did the dishes and who didn't vacuum, who didn't clean the bathroom. Now, if you have enough money, you probably have somebody to worry about that.
Sound like you're domesticated. You do the chores around the house?
Not well. Let me tell you that. Not well.
I'm dutiful. I try to help out Mrs. Withers every time I can. Any way I can.
We could spend 4 hours talking about that. All right, so I wanted to bring this up yesterday. I thought it was really interesting that Dodgers owner Mark Walter is now
loaded, by the way.
Yeah,
my God.
Well, I mean, apparently he's got $10 billion laying around to go buy
the
Lakers.
That's what I'm going to say. You already own the Dodgers, and now you're going to bring on 10. By the way, did $10 billion kind of knock my socks off, to be honest with you?
10 times more than the Browns, right? Well, when the Browns were bought?
And the Celtics were $6 billion only a month or two ago, right?
Know.
I was like, how can that valuation be that much higher? Then again, second largest market in the country, everything that Los Angeles stands for.
Yeah.
I kind of get it. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
But no, still, I mean, you're talking about $10 billion. So now I'm thinking, so there were two schools of thought that when I saw this story come to fruition. One, would we be better off if one person owned two of the three franchises here in Cleveland?
What are you getting at here? I know where you're going here.
Well, first of all, I think the Guardians are clearly going in a different direction. We're probably a new owner in, 2 years here. So, and we know where that's going with that. And I don't know how that's going to play out. But I just wondered if one person owned two teams. The first person I thought of is, would we be... I always thought, well, if you could play...
Musical chairs
and switch. Like, I think the Dolans would have been great owners of the Browns because of the cap. I think it would have worked out way better. And then if Dan owned either, I don't know if Jimmy or Dan, like, I have no, financially, I have no issue with the Haslams and the Browns. I've never heard them say no to anything. They're about to put $2.1 billion into a stadium. Like, I can't, and I know they're going to make money, and I know that's what they do.
Right.
But I financially, when you sit here and you get frustrated with the baseball team because you think they're not spending enough money, I don't know how you could be mad at either Gilbert or Haslam over a whole lot.
No, they have never held back, right? I mean,
No,
the pocketbooks are completely wide open.
Especially for a market that they say is oversaturated with pro sports, that they say, we're the smallest city with three sports teams, three of the big three, right? And that the corporate dollars probably aren't here to generate enough funds.
I know. And then the gripe you get from Guardians fans is that, you're in the sport where you got a knife in a gunfight, right? And you can't compete with the big markets. And
but they do.
They do. I know. That's the other issue.
But they don't get credit for it.
I think it's fascinating to talk about. Seeing them swap spots. Maybe we should just... Let's see if they'll do it as an experiment
just
for a week
a day?
Or two. Yeah, let's get owner for a day.
Well, they're pretty. They've see what already you can done do. It the other way.
But like I said, I was stunned to hear about this. Especially the Buss family, which has had the Lakers since.
Now Jeannie's still going to run
high school.
The team.
She's still going to be the governor, I think.
Yeah,
of the team,
and they still own 15% of the team. And
so it's not quite a done deal.
$10 billion, man.
That's a lot of cash. Yeah,
and if you could switch up the Cleveland.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Owners, would you do it? And if, I'm not saying How, if you could see it shake out a different way.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, in a Pollyanna type situation where you would want, you know, indisposable amount of cash to be able to go out and get the star pitcher or the, yeah, or the cleanup hitter. Yeah. That would be kind of fun. I think Dan Gilbert, obviously he's taken a foray into trying to, was it the Brewers that he tried to buy at one point? Excuse me. And I know there had been discussions about whether he was even to be able to bid on the Guardians if that had been an option. And I think at one point the NBA was real funky about who could own what or what have you. And now it just seems it's almost like the Wild Wild West, like, hey, you got cash? Come on over. We'll talk to you.
It's the NIL of pro sports
right
now.
It really has been. That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was fascinated to hear this. Obviously, I think what Walter has shown with the Dodgers, this willingness to do whatever it takes to win, and he's been very successful for them, I think will translate very easily over to a Lakers situation, which, as you know, it's not like they've been suffering for a long time without championship parades, right? I mean, they're pretty close to being what they've always been, and it is the Lakers. And I don't think that, and I was lucky in, I lived out in Los Angeles for part of my childhood, and grew up kind of with the Lakers and the UCLA Bruins. And I know what that team and what that franchise means to that town cannot be. I mean, it's as big as the New York Yankees in New York, to give an equivalency. I mean, the Lakers are LA's team. I mean, That's the team. The Dodgers are even secondary to the Lakers, though. When the Lakers are going good, man, nothing bigger.
But that's it, though. Those two, otherwise there's so many things to do out there.
Yeah, and used to be...
It's hard to hold someone's attention.
It used to be USC football as well, and that's kind of fallen down over the last few years, and I'm still mystified why USC isn't USC still. I mean, given the amount of talent that comes out of that area, right? It's just incredible. So, it's fascinating to talk about, Andy. I enjoy talking about ownership from the standpoint of, I wish I could do it. Wish I had that kind of bread, man.
It's just 10 billion with a B laying around. I also wonder, and we can talk a little bit more about this later, but when the Blitzer group comes over and probably takes over the Guardians in, what, 28?
It's going to happen, yeah.
Which is calling, too. You know, I know some folks have their eyes maybe on senior golf going on in Firestone, but that's David Blitzer and Matt Colick is heavily invested in that. In fact, I'm wondering who's going to be the face of this thing when it's all said and done. Because I don't know, I'm just curious how this whole thing is going to play out.
Well, it seems like Mr. Colley has obviously been a little more in the forefront, and he's a little more, you know, approachable is not the right word, right? But he's got that kind of very extroverted personality, right? Seems like a really good guy. Kind of met him in passing.
His story's phenomenal.
Over the last couple of years, yeah. And I know he gives a lot back to the Northeast Ohio community.
I mean, he literally was walking through his neighborhood. This was after he played football at Akron. Walking through his neighborhood, and he saw... an older guy on a ladder trying to clean out his gutters. And that's how his whole thing got started.
Is that right?
Yes. I mean, it's that
light bulb went off and said
that simple. Isn't that amazing?
I love it.
Yeah.
American success story.
All right. I want to come back. We got to talk about this freeway thing. And is it a good idea to be doing 101 when you're a fifth round draft pick? Let's do that next. 216-474-0092. Plus, we'll talk to former Browns running back Jamal White coming up at noon. Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.